Thank you for this interview opportunity, and I'm from Australia. I'm the head of a Buddhist association. My name is Lu Jinghong, and I currently have 100,000 followers, and we study traditional Chinese Buddhism and also traditional Chinese culture. I hope that through our activities, we can help people to improve their well-being and also to get rid of the troubles they have
derrière
in this
current
world.
And I also hope
my followers can also look at the world in a very compassionate way, and also to change the way how they look at the world, to change the way of their thinking. Through helping the others, I hope they can help themselves and help to resolve the troubles around the world. I now have followers around the world, and I hope through Buddhism,
ça ne paraît pas parce qu'elles travaillent humblement, mais qui travaillent avec beaucoup d'espérance et beaucoup de confiance.
They can reach and achieve peace and calmness.
Maintenant, je vais dire quelque chose d'autre, c'est que il faut quand même. Je ne suis pas du tout pour le terrorisme, bien entendu, ni pour le fondamentalisme, toutes ces choses excessives. Je suis tout à fait contre.
It is also important to say that I am against all extremist actions or movements.
Yes, in this world there are so many conflicts, and I think this is the doing of our previous generations. And this is what we say in Buddhism is the karma. We have accumulated bad karma from our older generations, and is the young, is our current generation suffer from the bad karma accumulated previously. So I very much hope that we can get united together to change the way how we see the world and how we treat each other. I can give you an example. It's like two brothers or two men could be in conflict and in arguments all the time. It's because they didn't know they were brothers from the same father. Once they recognize the unity between them, then they will treat each other with caring and love, and all of us should treat each other with caring and love. Only by this kind of attitude, then we can achieve world peace, and we can forgive each other for our wrongdoings. Then we can just put down arms. We no longer want to get into conflict. That's the only way that will lead to world peace.
Parce que il y a plusieurs formes de terrorisme, et le premier, c'est l'exploitation de l'homme par l'homme.
I think
et cela,
the way the world moving
de le
forward,
dans l'histoire de l'Occident.
I very much hope like the Buddhist idea is that if we do not want to get into conflict, we do not want to get into competition, because in this current world, too many people are only thinking for their own interests and benefits. They do not think what's happening to the other people, and they do not see what other people are suffering. If individuals can change their way of thinking, then I believe there will be less conflict, there will be less war. Less war, then they will not do those bad things. And people have selfish thoughts. It's because living in this world, and that's why if we look at what's happening in our economy, our political system, and why there are wars,
évidemment,
we need to figure out why there are those troubles in those fields. It's all because there are bad karma.
Once we understand
why things happen in our economy, in our wars, and in conflict, then we will find ways to resolve them.
Et par exemple, je pense à ces deux métropolites qui ont été enlevées il y a quelques mois déjà. On n'a aucune trace d'eux, on ne sait rien d'eux. Quand même, là, les religions ont des responsabilités.
Can also bear open-mindedness and also to think from other people's point of view. I'm sure the day will come, the world will change in our economic, political system.
Je pense qu'il y a ce qui me paraît important, c'est cette idée de pré-dialogue entre les trois religions. C'est-à-dire que ce dialogue se situe par rapport à la personne du Christ. Et aujourd'hui, en ce qui concerne l'exégèse avec la lecture de la Bible par rapport au monde juif et par rapport au monde chrétien, il y a beaucoup de choses qui ont été déjà faites et il y a des points de convergence.
I believe indeed that there are many points of convergence, and indeed the research on the Bible and these common points conduct us to this perspective.
Mais ce qui est nouveau, c'est que des théologiens orthodoxes très très portés sur l'islam, très connaissant très bien l'islam, commencent à considérer que il y a quelque chose de réel dans le Coran qui peut être assimilé à une sorte de époque qui précède le Christ, même si Mohammed est venu après le Christ.
The novelty for the Orthodox scholarship is that they have started to realize that there are elements in the Quran that are real and that they refer to a common history pre-Christ for the two religions.
Et cette intuition, déjà Grégoire Palamas, un grand spirituel orthodoxe, donc du XVIe siècle, Grégoire Palamas avait déjà eu cette intuition.
This intuition already was present in the thinking of an orthodox scholar from the 16th century.
Une telle approche fait que notre regard devient différent. Et c'est vrai que autour de la personne du Christ, on peut reconsidérer tout le problème du judaïsme, du christianisme et de l'islam.
And indeed, I think that around the figure of Christ, we can find the elements of togetherness between Christianity, Judaism and Islam.
Si les crises que traverse aujourd'hui le Moyen-Orient permettent d'ouvrir une nouvelle vision, alors sans doute que ce sera du positif pour l'avenir.
It is going to be very positive for the future if the developments of the Middle East open up also to this vision.
Je crois que sans lui, rien ne peut se faire.
Without God, nothing can happen.